ladies and gentlemen, our mayor, Bob Sherrill.
Thank you, Father Peters. Good afternoon, everyone. Bonjour à tous, and merci d'être ici aujourd'hui. I'll start from the beginning by, first of all, thanking Father Peters for organizing such a beautiful gathering. He's poured many hours of hard work into this lovely tribute to the brave firefighters and emergency service workers, as well as the 25 Canadians who died almost 1 year ago. Thank you very much. Twenty-five is the number of people, members of the Canadian family, who died when the United States was thrust into the crosshairs of hate and thousands of people became instant targets of unthinkable terrorism. Today we gather to remember those men and women, people like Meredith Ewart and Peter Fiegelberg. Meredith was only 29 and Peter was just 34. They were a young couple from Montreal who had been married only 18 months. They worked together on the top floors of the World Trade Center's South Tower. Meredith and Peter were, of course, two of the thousands who perished on that horrible day we now call 9/11. That morning, the world watched live on TV. It was stunned to horror as the minutes passed, from 8:45 to 9:03 to 9:43, to 10:10. The world seemed to move in slow, terrible motion, watching the cold-blooded murder of 3,000 persons, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, friends, and many brave and heroic emergency workers. Persons from 86 different countries, including the 25 from Canada. Nothing has been the same since, but hopefully, we have learned what might happen next. I'm speaking, of course, of reconciliation, the type of reconciliation that indeed began here at City Hall and at the Human Rights Monument on Elgin Street last year, several days after September 11th. Then a large group from Ottawa's various state and multicultural communities came together to publicly affirm and work towards our common values of peace, tolerance, faith, and understanding. But today, 1 year later, it is extremely important to continue to share the grief, to pray for all those who perished, as well as their families, to remember and thank all the emergency workers, those who perished, as well as those who survived. Aujourd'hui, nous prions pour les victimes du 11 septembre, dont 25 Canadiens qui ont péri dans la tragédie. Collectivement, nous pouvons nous dire que oui, notre monde a changé, mais que notre foi en la vie résonne plus fort que jamais. And yes, today, sadness and anger might still fill our hearts, but we must not rise up to this hate. We must rise up, and as the ancient Greeks wrote, tame the savageness of man and make gentle the life of this world. Thank you. Thank you.